piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Hashtag check on your boys. Dudes matter. Testicles want to. Testicles.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he said, but I'm back, bitches. First of all, fuck you guys said whoever I died. I wasn't here. It's a fucking psyop right here. Trouble doesn't want me on. I'm the fucking best thing to ever happen here, and he never wants me on. He's always trying to cloud my voice. He's over here saying man on mine, but he's the one doing the most psyop of them all. He needs to get checked off with his head, off with his orange dick loving head.
This is why I say men's mental health is a real issue.
Well, okay, yeah, with your size, head, anything mental health.
Yeah, suck a fucking bitch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. I am the humble host of this amazing show, Trebles Garcia, and joining me in the ones and twos is the best co-host in the motherfucking planet, Big Tank. Salute, salute. Damn, feels good to see that, dog. You haven't been here in a long fucking time. Look at you,
bro. It's all your fault.
Quite frankly,
it's all your fault.
You have always been here, but you're doing promo team, street team marketing now, and you're also the sponsor of this episode. This episode is brought to you by Los Cunados Bully. Catch a rhino and gorillas today. I don't know what that means, but it has to be fun. What's up, Big Time? How you doing, Big Daddy?
I'm good, Big Dog. Working, grinding, struggling, surviving another day out here, bro. It's fucking wild. Let's dive off the deep end and give them their what is happening, bro.
Whoa, already? It's a bird. Damn, it's a plane. A Big Tank, what is happening?
What is happening, people? You guys know the deal. This is what is happening. The best segment of the show. The reason people tune in, they don't want to see his ugly Mega Mind face. Where I give you guys these two stories, and I want you guys' official input. Because as they say, I'm going to give you my two cents, but your two cents, that we deposit that bitch into the bank of knowledge. Oh, but as they say, I might not make it rain, but I'm going to make it hail on some motherfuckers.
Wait. The bank of knowledge. Wait. Now, can I rewind? What do you mean?
I might not make it rain, but I'm definitely gonna make it hell on some bitches. I ain't straight up like that.
All right, Big Dog, what you got for me, dog? What's story number Juano?
So, yeah. What the fuck is going on, bro? First of all, Did you see the lights that happened over LA, SoCal, seen throughout Coachella Valley? It looked like meteorites, some fast fiery flame. It was literally roughly about 12 to 1 a.m. Look it up. It was seen all throughout. My coworker actually has a live video. He was doing the produce market in downtown. And oh, it literally looks like 5-6 comments flashing just through. So there's a lot of speculation. They have reached out to Elon Musk throughout the whole SpaceX thing, because they did have a launch earlier that day, roughly around 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of heavy speculation of people saying that that wasn't it, that it looked more like a comet type of thing, that it looked could have been aliens. What the fuck is happening? You look at it and it looks unsurreal. It, in my personal opinion, it looks like a couple of flying objects, whether it be meteors or whatever the fuck it is, because they had these great big flames and they were like traveling, I don't want to say together in a pack, but it's literally a tight formation, maybe about 6 tails of fire that you see cross in the skies. And like I said, they were seen all throughout SoCal, Inland Empire, Coachella Valley, even not far out. It's an amazing sight, to be the very least. I've never seen a comet or meteor shower show like that, but this, you see the orange flames coming out of it, whatever the fuck it could have been. It was fucking amazing, bro. Fucking amazing. I wish I would have seen it in real life. I really would. I really did.
First and foremost, we live in LA, and for the people that don't know, there's three SpaceX stations in the southern part of California that we know about, and there's one in San Diego, one in Long Beach, and one in LA. Now, if these are all, the weather is best in the West Coast, we all know that. It's always here, it's always sunny in California. And when it rains, it doesn't really pour that much. It rains heavy, but it's not like there's not strong winds, there's no tornado warnings. It doesn't go past anything, 5.4 earthquakes, which is on a daily basis we're used to it. It's like eating tacos and tank farting. It's not that bad. However, SpaceX is blasting off rockets almost daily. Hashtag, look it up, búscalo. These motherfuckers are dumping $36 million, $40 million on the daily basis and sending a lot of equipment out to space. Now, let's be fucking technical. Let's put some contrast into it. Let's try to debunk this. Even if it was a meteor, why wasn't it reported? And if it was not a meteor, I absolutely guarantee you it will not be reported, because SpaceX cannot report losses because stocks are publicly traded for SpaceX, which means they say anything bad happened, that shit would plummet, tackling down Tesla, Elon Musk, and everything now that he has his fingers in.
My problem with it being something metal like that is that it was traveling at a straight line, no sign of descent, which is just the crazy part.
You mean like decreasing speed, you mean, right?
Well, not just decreasing. So actually, it would be gaining speed, because if it's coming down, it would gain speed, not decrease speed. It was at a steady travel rate, and it was going straight. It wasn't coming down, at least not to my naked eye. It wasn't coming down or anything like that. It really looked like something uniformly traveling across space.
Wow.
Am I saying aliens? No, I'm not. But that's how it really looked like, which is just fucking amazing.
It was fucking Donald Trump, dog, winning fucking 2040. It coming fucking, this is coming down hard.
Fuck that orange little Muppet head ass, right?
There you go,
I got a bone to pick with him, right? Tell him to catch me outside. How about that? Tell him we'll do a fucking match whenever he wants a little boxing match. Tell him I called him out. Just like how Cave called them out. Tell him I called him out. What's up?
Who are you trying to call out?
About that, like, tell him to pull up.
Who, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
He probably just pay his bail out. Nobody wants to see you fight, Tank. Relax, fool. We all know you got a big cannon, right? Relax. Chill the fuck down. What's the story number two, Big Daddy?
On to the next one. Bro. California passed that stupid bill where fast food workers were going to get $20 an hour.
I knew you were going to bring this shit up. No one stops talking about this. At least, as long as you're not bringing
the
Diddy shit.
Listen.
Do you think it's connected with P. Diddy? $20
a burger? Listen. You were part of the P. Diddy parties. I can tell for a fact.
No, fuck you.
100%. You were in that life. You were with LeBron. Ain't no part of like a Diddy party, all right? So shut the fuck up, all
right? I never liked LeBron. I've never fucking liked LeBron.
Shut up, LeJuan. But on to the next. LeJuan.
Whatever, dog.
Bro, there has been major store shutdowns that have been affected, where they were open the 29th, 30th, 31st, and starting the 1st, they were completely closed down because they were not going to meet margins whatsoever. There is a store in Central California, a Foster's Ice Cream. If you guys don't know, it's really similar to a DQ's, where it just didn't let people know. And they said, we are not going to open back up. Nobody was notified. Last minute thing, corporate, whatever it is, yada, yada, yada. Bro, that is fucking insane.
I like this. I need to ask you a question about this. Yes.
Okay, talk to me.
What? Why? Why do you think it was designed to be like this? And what the fuck do you think is the agenda behind it?
Bro.
Look, don't be afraid to get conspiratorial here.
No, fuck the conspiracy about it. We got too many bitches out here that all they do is see they want more money but want to work at dead end jobs. You guys want to make a living? Fast food is not making a living. A small percentage, I'm going to say less than 10%, will actually ever get out of the fast food industry and actually be able to live off of it. Fast food company is not meant for you to make a living. 110%. Unless you're a manager, and even then, you're still thinking about it. So people need to stop with all this bullshit and saying we need more money. You're in the wrong line of work, first of all. I applaud anybody coming up that needs a temporary work or is just starting, a teenager, somebody in their youth that needs it to go as a stepping stone. You should not be a 45 motherfucker right there and depending on that to be your only source of income. It's not meant to be like that. It was never meant to be like that, okay? Second of all, you're asking for more money. Here you go. Uh-huh. Look what happened. Instead of working 6 hours, you're only working 3.5, 4. You're never going to get any type of benefits from it. Why? Because it's not meant to be a full-time job. It's not meant for you to depend on it. It's a job to get you through delivering pizzas, flipping burgers, making you a taco, giving you that Hershey's Quirties. It does not matter. You are not meant for that type of people. Okay,
I hear you.
So there it is. You just fucked yourself over because now you're going to get even less money than what you probably were and never going to get that full-time benefits if you even want that. But let's be honest about it. Uh-huh. Who really works at a Taco Bell? A lot of people with low to little education, not to bash on them. A lot of older people that just can't find anything and only clean.
Uh-huh. So,
really think about it. Like, really, really, really fucking just think about it. It's stupid. Now you guys fucked around, found out, and now we have to pay the price for it. The iconic Chick-fil-A In-N-Out, which had always stayed below price. I remember growing up, I thought Chick-fil-A In-N-Out was most expensive. Bro, McDonald's beats it by a whole shot. You can still get a meal for like 10, 12 bucks at In-N-Out. You can't get that nowhere else. Thank you for fucking it up, my people. That's exactly what the fuck you guys did. All you guys did was shit on the last greatest thing that ever happened.
No.
It was a double-double. Animal style, bitches.
Yo, you are a beast. And I love the fact that you came in. And I'm going to amplify what you just did right now. I found out that 2 years ago, when Gavin Newsom was trying to get reelected, which he did, his biggest supporters in California were the big corporations. Just an example. FEMA, Walmart, In-N-Out, all right? McDonald's, here we go. Chick-fil-A, here we go. Talk about Pollo Loco, franchised corporations. You listening here, right? Now, which means Baskin-Robbins, all of these, which means that, you know how we have a lot of Michoacanas? So Michoacanas are not all corrected. They're not franchised. They're not connected to one massive Michoacana.
No. And even then, every Michoacana is different. You'll have a Michoacana VIP, a Michoacana Plus. They're all just using Michoacana, but they're not all the same. It's not the exact same thing.
Word. So check this out. The biggest lobbyist that sponsored his campaign and donated for his campaign were these biggest corporations. Now, why is that happening? Less people are spending more time working at a dead-end job and not going to school. A lot of the stuff that not only the United States does, but California, a lot of their income for the California state comes from debt, loans, student debt. So if there's no kids in school and they're not be able to be profitable in loaning, they have to make the loans go up somehow, pushing out these kids out of the fucking big corporations and making them go back to school. And then you have the big tech movement. Now, the very first McDonald's that's fully operated by machines and electronics is in Colorado. Absolutely not even one human being. It's completely maintenance, completely cooking, completely delivering, completely all the transactions are all done by automated fucking robot arms. 2030 is on a rise.
Not only that, there is a McDonald's in downtown that I go to every once in a while. Their customer service is poor as it is. They have officially, and I saw the video, I haven't been to it, but I saw the video. The screens were off and everything had to be via kiosk. They are not gonna endure the time to do that. Why? Because they probably cut people. They cut people's hours. It's gonna be way less. So guess what? Look, I could use it, but there's a lot of people that still can't, that cannot use that big pad or whatever the fuck it is. Okay, there you go. Happy motherfuckers, you don't want to make all this money? Go ahead. Thank you for fucking us over, as you guys always do. You can blame Trebles. You can blame Donald Trump. You can blame whoever you want. You can blame that orange shirt he's wearing. Blame him.
Orange is a new black, and Donald Trump is popular with the black people. And fuck you, Donald Trump. Latinos for Trump 2024, Big Daddy. Is that all, Big Daddy? Is that what you're going to say
only,
now?
No, the only thing you got black is your asshole.
Whoa. That was fucked up. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Till the next time, back to your schedule, programming.
I wasn't expecting this glorious moment to be back. And I'm so fucking happy to have you back here on your show, the best show in the fucking world. That is right, Big Tag. Thank you for those two amazing stories. As always, doing the fucking greatness, making the ruckus, solidifying yourself as the motherfucking best co-host in the motherfucking planet. Salute, salute.
Greatest in the fucking world, Big Dog. In the motherfucking world.
What's up, Big Dog? How you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. Chilling, working, grinding, struggling, surviving, dealing with customers, putting on that smiley face, even though you just want to knock them out. Just, shut up.
Knock them out with a smile, baby.
I'm from that suburban area, if you don't know what I mean, baby.
I don't know what that means. What? Like, please electrify me.
So we got your city hood niggas, which is straight gangbangers, LA, like your type of people. You get me?
Are I'm not a gangbanger. Stop. Well, I'm from the same hood you're from. What the fucking fuck?
You've been indoctrinated to this side, fool. Why you acting like that? You go back to Monte, you fucking get lost, all right?
Look, I don't like going back to Monte.
You guys grow up with a Sharpie in your hand, tagging here now. You get me? You guys grow up with like a negative 500 credit score versus you go up to the suburbs. They at least pretend you have a 200.
My credit score is fucking is jack shit. But who has good credit nowadays anyway? Yo.
Ain't that fucking right?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. With my fucking brother in arms, my best friend, best co-host in the fucking planet. As you already know, guys, this Paranoid Radio has been growing, and we have amazing, amazing topics, amazing special guests. But I am pushing to have Tank back on every week now, because first, he can't stay in the past; he cannot be irrelevant. And second, he helped me build this empire. Now, please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool. And set the fucking mood. Why are you making that face, you fucking asshole? I saw that, bitch. This episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Make sure you get your gorilla rhinos today. I don't know what that means, but I guess the people are going. All right, recent studies, ladies and gentlemen. Recent studies that indicated that the strongest majority of children, about 65% of them, of all children, are today, right now, communicating with an invisible companion. As a matter of fact, out of that 65% of people, boys and girls, that have an imaginary friend, 35% do not tell their parents about this imaginary friend. Imaginary friends are now not only dangerous, but they're also a social construct, a connection, and a concoction of the best yet the worst qualities. The biggest dreams, the most colorful dreams, and the worst nightmares all put together in one beautiful package. Welcome to Imaginary Friends. What's up, Big Doc? Crack this shit open, Tank, because there's a lot of debunking to do and a lot of things. This is not an imaginary task at hand. There's a lot of shit to talk about.
Okay. Let's start off with the most basicest truth. Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
I don't remember, which means I don't.
Which means you might have, actually. If you don't remember, it means you actually might have. Because a lot of it could be a suppression. Okay. So, study show. Well, all this happened is because I went to a fucking theater. Let's start off with that. I went to a fucking theater, saw this stupid movie, but the concept behind me just had it fucking going crazy. How there could be demonic spirits, entity trying to push you to do a certain way. So that's when I started doing the research, and I'm like, what the fuck does it actually mean when you have an imaginary friend, or what can we theorize that it's supposed to be behind? The most genuine idea behind it is They're there to help you, to guide you through the process of you getting through certain things, whether it be a trauma, whether you be scared, whether it be whatever it is. That's the most basic construct.
Psychologists say that it's a coping mechanism to help you deal with negative emotions and chemical imbalances and social structures. So okay. It kind of helps you mold your emotions and your train of thought.
Well, it could be, I won't say necessarily just that, but it could be the whole sense of you being alone. Let's say if you're a lonely child, you can develop that little imagination. Because at the end of the day, if you're not close, let's say, for example, let's say you don't have a tight one family or even brothers and sisters, guess what? Or even kids of the same age, it would be really hard for them to not be able to stop, keep on playing with themselves. You have to remember, if you don't have a brother or sister, guess what? You're going to play by yourself. Even to a certain age,
playing you by yourself, games. Not with yourself.
Oh, great. 110%. 110%. I mean, both of them sound a good time regardless, but but away from all that, I started doing the deep dive of it, how one thing led to another, and before you knew it, I was back in ancient China. And what I'm talking about is, well, we've seen some frivolous and as innocent as somebody having a, let's call it an imaginary friend, how we say. Would you think bad of it if, let's say, your little kid, your little girl, she said she was playing with a friend?
Look, I did enough. I want you to get your idea out first, because the research I did, it's very critical and based off spirituality. So,
put all that aside.
As long as my daughter's, as long as my daughter's behavior patterns are not changing, I'm okay with it.
Okay. What if it was an extent of personal issues going through life?
How?
Let's say you're used to giving her, I don't know, a bottle, and she can't let go of the bottle. Because a lot of babies, I'm going to just use it. A lot of babies have a hard time letting go of the bottle. Let's say she develops an imaginary friend because of that cope or trauma. I'm not saying nothing crazy or anything like that. How would you see that?
You gotta be careful with that. I gotta be careful with that, because a lot of the times, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a lot of the times, most of these kids are not telling their parents that they're talking to something or someone. And it's kind of cool that you brought that in, because now I could not rant, but I could give you like a hint of why. There is a very thin veil with children, specifically under 7 years old, specifically before they know evil from good and they could decide to make a sin or be a sinner and choose to be evil. There's a very thin veil, and it's already, the research is there to show that kids have not only a thin veil, but also have their manifestation powers are a lot bigger and deeper than ours. They're strongest at that peak. Why? Because they have at will. They have, like, you know how God says you have the right to do your own will and you choose? The choosing from good from evil is what makes you disconnect from your divine powers. Kids have the ability to manifest and create. So then your question is, if I would trip, yeah, I would trip. I would start observing her more, spending time with her more, because why not make me your friend? Allow me to step in and be your friend, because if I allow her imaginary friend to come in, well, but what might be stepping in might not be a real good entity. It could very well be demonic. And this is what opens the door to avatars and the spiritual realm, what I was going to talk to you about. But I don't want to jump over you. I want you to come in with your historical ones.
Okay. I like that. But to the sense that I don't care if you're Latin, Hispanic, white, whatever the fuck you are, red, yellow, blue, green. It's never easy talking to your parents. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if you could be on, I don't want to say first name basis, because you should always have that type of, I guess, respect for your parents. But it's never easy. And especially if it's something that bad bothering you enough to for you to create that entity or reach out for an entity, I'm going to have to say it shouldn't be, especially if, let's just say the bottle issue.
Yeah.
Let's say if that were to create something. You're the one causing the direct harm. You really think she's going to want to talk to you about it?
No. She won't let me step in. This is why, which is why they create those imaginary friends.
So, let me give you some history before we consider it an illness or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And every single culture dating back to BC, whether it be ancient Egypt, Rome, Egyptians, Mayans, Incas, Aztecs, anybody could ever think about. Did you know that if they had some type of connection where they would talk to somebody, seeing the kid grow up, they actually thought that he was a shaman, a spiritual leader, some type of philosopher, some type of just whatever you want to call it, which that would lead them to greats. We've had countless of people stating that the right hand of the king, emperor, whatever it is you want to think about,
was a medium.
Picked out. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll give you a perfectly really good example. The movie Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Okay, the movie Scorpion King is exactly, the little girl was taken from such a young age because they thought she had ability. Okay, exactly, because I would lose her innocence type of deal, and that's what ended up happening.
Exactly what I told you. Remember, when you get to choose right from wrong, that's when your veil becomes thicker again, and you lose that essence of power of manifestation and sight. Okay. You're onto something, okay?
Okay, so this has been a, I'm not going to say
still practice today. It was still practicing into recent times. Kings and queens, who did they go to? To the priests, to the Catholic fucking shaman priests and shit. Still to this day, the closest thing to a divine power. And what do a fucking priest need to do? Don't have sex. They can't have sex,
right? Did you just quote divine power like that?
Yeah.
So how is Trump the closest thing to Jesus Christ if you don't believe in it? So does that mean that Trump is a fake?
Trump? That's nothing to do with imaginary friends. Trump is King Cock, King Taco. He puts the sauce in all your pupusas, bro. All right? Don't make this a political conversation. Right. Look, well, no. You know what?
But before we get away from it. So, throughout history, these people have been seen as a helper, also as a witchcraft. In some decades, however you see it. For example, the Salem trials, when they would see people doing that, guess what? It would be frowned upon. So there's also been good with bad. But at the end of the day, there is a lot of myth or behind it. For example, a lot of the Incas, Mayans, and Aztecs, they believed that there could be a negative entity attaching themselves to it. So you'd have to be careful with it.
You were able to guide your child's manifestation powers over that spirit as he was coming up to make him into a shaman or make him into a wizard. Two different things. See what I'm saying, right? Now, the controlling of that medium. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Here we go. Sick, perro.
So, you have also the idea behind it that in mythological, especially in the Catholic religion, that it could be a negative entity affecting you, which could lead the whole idea behind it of you getting possessed by allowing it to become your friend. Everybody says, hey, this is my friend. But until you actually believe it, until you actually believe it, because kids will say anything just to say anything at this point. They could tell, hey, go say grandma bye. Tell her I love you. Doesn't mean they actually mean it. They don't know the mean behind it. It's not until they actually get the full emotion of that being your actual friend. I think we've all had that simple moment where we'll say things just to say it. You get me? But how many times do you actually mean it? You get me?
And for example, meaning power makes it the power. Gives it the whole essence of power. The
boom, okay, the power. Exactly.
Through so word was created.
Exactly. Manifestation of people just speaking it is what's always been going around. So
Genesis,
for example,
I think it's first of John, they say the first was the word and the word was God. And the word means it's not the word, it's spoken manifestation, vibration that you push out with your mouth. That's what it's saying. So every single time you proclaim victory or something, God, it's you're proclaiming, you're making it real. You're materializing it.
So you have to think about it. At the end of the day, do you think that they have a deeper connection, these individuals, like how it's said to seem, how they're sorcerers, witches, enlightenment, shaman, whatever you want to call them? Or do you think that they're more troubled for having that it's an access way, gateway for, I guess, bad individuals?
I'm going to answer you that I'm gonna answer that question with the research I did. And here it comes. The idea of kids talking to themselves for fun is not the entire story, Tank. On a deeper level, dude, the creativity powers to manifest and generate real physical interaction with an imaginary friend comes with a full spectrum of spiritual avatars. Where a child can unintentionally or misguidedly by another person, humankind, open a life portal to a certain teddy bear in which then they can be manipulated by demons. Now, why am I saying that? It's because kids are innocent until they are not, okay? Now, a person could guide this person. For example, let's pray. The Catholics pray to a lot of saints. And now the Bible says the saints don't have power. Imaginary friends? Perhaps. I'm not saying these were created by my imaginary friends, but what I am saying is that the Aztecs created Quetzalcoatl because the king fucked his aunt in a pool of mercury and then manifested Quetzalcoatl through a vision. Imaginary friends? They manipulated the story. Now check this out. The University of Washington did a study and found out that 65 of children by the age of seven, have an imaginary friend. 30 of those who had never told their parents about the inclusive friend. The youngsters with the ability to create have also expressed shape-shifting imaginary friends. Once to hide at plain sight and thought to be caught. A shapeshifter? This is where this whole idea of the shamans and the Native Americans create a shapeshifter called a skinwalker. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm leading to, it becomes into a spiritual power where they could harvest it like any fruit. Harvest it to create. Psychiatrist also confirmed that if your children begins having trouble sleeping or behavioral disturbances, your child might need to get prescribed, which means drug-induced. Imaginary friends can also be a made-up of a reflection of a bigger and older sibling. Orphans, conjures, mixtures of teddy bears, toys, animals, like angels in the Bible. Hint, hint, hint. How do angels look in the Bible, Tank? Four different animal heads, 18 thousands of wings, a bunch of eyes. If you look it up, yes. See what I'm saying, right? Hashtag okay. Look it up, people. This is not out of the realm of being, hey, they use their manifestation powers to put up this image. Shapeshifters, toys, and past life experiences. Like I told you before, when there's a toy of a poltergeist or something, it's because that kid put so much, he bled so much energy, power, manifestation, thought, emotion, feeling, tears, hate, pain, cry, joy, peace into that one teddy bear. So that teddy bear by that time has all that energy, harnessed energy. That energy creates a portal. And if not guided right, if the kid forgets about it and forgets to close the portal, a demon could waltz in there, and this is where you have Annabelle and these other divot boxes. You have these possessed things. And one last thing, remember this. You must invite the evil in so that the evil could come into your house or to your body. Karmic retribution, they're always telling you what to do. The government tells you what they're doing. You accept it and you ask for it. See what I'm saying, right? Same thing, same concept.
This is my problem behind it, because I'm going to say 95% aren't bad. For the most part, I will say that 5% might be 10, maybe, because at the end of the day, it's a coping mechanism for a kid to be able to grow and understand whatever issues they're having. That's why a lot of people grow out of it. They don't even remember. They move forward with it. I do see where the 5% can get affected by it, like you said, through unwanted spirit entity or whatever it is, being able to take advantage. Because we all have to agree in one thing or another. When there is good, there is bad. Technically, if you believe in the Bible, you believe in God, same way you believe in the devil. They go together. Don't ever think that, oh, I believe in God, but I don't believe in the devil. No. It is written in the Bible, without good, there can't be bad. Throughout every single religion, that has always been the case. Doesn't matter what you believe in. So you have to put yourself in this type of mindset where we have 90, 95 great things, but that 5% can definitely affect it, whether you go schizophrenic or not. Because there has been documented cases where people never fully developmentally because they get stuck in the idea that they have somebody there, which is could be the whole reason behind schizophrenia. You got me?
Mental illness.
Is it possible? Maybe. You get me? Am I reaching?
Do you think that drug addicts in the street talking to themselves are talking to their imaginary friends?
I do think that even at a certain point, if you have enough imagination, creativity, you definitely can create one. It doesn't matter the age. I think you're more purist at your younger self. Mm-hmm. But I do definitely believe with enough isolation, enough trauma, enough individual stuff, it can happen. I really do. I do. I don't see anything.
And then a little drug in there, a little hallucinogenics, and you got yourself a full manifestation of imagination.
Well, that's exactly the point. Wow. You have to see how everything plays a part into everything. Okay. For example, in your lowest moment, and I'll give you mine, in my lowest moment, do you not start thinking all these bad stuff? Fuck, what if this happens? What if that happens? That's prepared your imagination running wild.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, during the whole COVID thing, when everything that was going on, how many times did it not cross your mind that we could be facing some type of outbreak where everybody was going to die at one point? You get me?
Yeah. I started using my imagination. Check this out. I started using my imagination according to what I was guided to think. Not through the media, but through movies. I was thinking zombie apocalypse. I was thinking major cataclysmic events, or even the breakdown of a huge civilization on a global scale. I was really thinking that it was going to get apocalyptic on me, post-apocalyptic style. Why? Because that was what I was being trained to think and imagine of. So the more I imagine, see what I'm saying? Guiding my imagination power.
Well, see, that's exactly the point, though, is that you have to see is imagination.
And through what? Through trauma.
Exactly. But you have to remember is given enough ability, anybody could go through it. Just because we have to face facts or let's just say for male example, be a man, we don't have time for all that. But if you do, it could be a hell of a fucking can opener. It really can.
You know, the whole trauma theory is interesting. And this is the last part of the research I did. The demon transferring via trauma theory. And check this out. This is a good thing that you brought the Bible because this is it's touchy. Today in the morning, I was talking to Juan. Shout out to big homie Juan from work. And we were talking about the Bible and certain things that we were discussing. And we happened to mention Abraham, Abraham's son, Isaac. So if people do not know, Abraham is the father of all the Israeli nations, all the clans. And basically, Abraham is their Messiah almost before Jesus. For the Jews. So Abraham had his first kid, Isaac. And from the age of 4 to 7, the Bible doesn't really state, he had to take his son, Isaac, and put him on a fucking rock on top of a mountain and kill his own son and sacrifice his son to God. And he did. Abraham took his kid, put him on the thing. He tied him down. It's called the binding. Hashtag look it up. And Abraham got the knife with tears in his arms, eyes, and he was an inch away from slitting his son's throat in the name of God. Not Jesus, because this is pre-Jesus. And then an angel was sent from above and told Abraham, stop. We know you're a real nigga. Chill. Keep your son. We're going to give you riches, blah, blah, blah. You're going to be the father of nations, whatever. And give him blessings. The point here is not the dramatic event that Abraham had to go through in the name of a God. The problem here is the traumatic event that happened to Isaac. The Bible does not say much of a 4 to 7 year old kid, innocent, doing his dad's bidding, going through this traumatic experience of seeing your own dad about to slit your throat. Whoa. Now, what manifestation powers after that? Now, the only reason I said that story of the Bible and a big question mark is because demons utilize children to get invited into a home. Oh, that little kid's at a fucking at a park by himself. Oh, hey, mom, who are you talking to? Oh, yeah, my friend I met at the park. He's my imaginary friend. Can he come in to eat with us? The mom says, oh, yeah, no problem. And then pushes away the idea of having an imaginary friend because you just invited him into your fucking home. Guess what happens after? You got some poltergeists. There's things in your house, even possibly your own fucking son, being used as a demonic avatar that you just invited in. You invited the evil in. And this is very important that you listen how your kids communicate with you and tell you, I'm talking to an imaginary friend. And then watch the behavior patterns. It's very important, Tank.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the main gist of it, is people not paying as much attention as they should.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to think about it at the very end. Anything can be enlightening. Anything can cause trauma, whether we realize that or not, whether it be something as simple as you taking away their little teddy bear, to their toy breaking, to anything. We just don't know it. Because here's the thing. People could take good or bad news differently. It's never going to stop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You get me? And I think that's what builds the most thing. I'll be honest with you. I've always had a very active imagination.
Yeah.
I don't remember
especially
ever
sexual
having...
imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the big trunk. Sorry. And you get the cannon. She's like a little water gun. Sorry.
But no, away from all that is what we might not find as frivolous as whatever it is what could be affecting them the most. For example, I'm gonna give you a really good one. It took me an arm and a leg before I was actually able to get my son potty trained. We just freaking couldn't. Could I have caused some trauma? Maybe. Realistically, I might have. I don't.
What the
know.
Fuck did you do, dog? What do you mean cause some trouble?
Trauma.
How?
In the basic sense that like maybe I screamed at it too hard or something. You get me? Nathan, you have to wake up to use the restroom. You can't be doing this no more. You're big. You're 3-4 years old. Come on.
Damn. Whoa.
It can happen. I'm not saying that,
dude. And you have a son. How hard? I mean, you could just pull yours out and show him. This is how you piss, fool. Shoot at the can, and that's it. Show your son how men do it. But I have a daughter. Oh my god. Yeah, I get it. You know, also talking about kids, and now that we're talking about children, did you know that horse playing with your kid gives them a boost of, how do you say, not discipline, but like when you're confident about yourself,
confidence.
Yeah, it makes them 60% more confident in society when you horseplay with your son and daughter.
Think about it in this sense, is how do you not grow more if you're exposed to it more? You have, and I don't mean this in any bad way, you have the social rejects kids that don't know how to talk to anybody because they're not able to. They were never taught. Imagine if they don't have that positive reinforcement of joking around or messing around. I'll give you a really good one. Nathan, once he's in the zone of doing something, he starts sporadically laughing and he forgets about the little stuff. He'll just be in the zone of whatever he's doing and he'll forget that there's levels to it behind it. And you have to sort of calm him down. Hey, Nathan, relax. You're getting like trigger happy type of deal. You get me? He's not stopping. He just keeps on spraying. You get me? That's sort of the deal behind it. So you have to remember that throughout all of this, a child is the most purest thing ever born because they know no sin. They don't know right from wrong. You're teaching them all this. And imagine throwing their imagination in there of them thinking they could be whatever they want to be.
Do you think, and this is probably the final question, do you think that the voices in your head and your alter ego are part of your imagination friend? Probably didn't find an avatar, so he got stuck in your head.
110%. Bro, I'll give you a good one. When we play Call of Duty, I'm the best. Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. Homie, your mom's a hoe. Blah, 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 blah. How'd you like them apples? Realistically, that's not true. Because you've never shot a gun like that at other people.
Word.
You get me? You've never been in war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wait, so you're telling me your thoughts are that your alter ego, whenever, even when you're playing or where I'm on the show, etc. So to me, it would be Trebles. I created this guy. That is my imaginary friend I can tap into. Whoa! Damn, debunked. Look at that. Shit, dog.
Think about
now,
it.
You are officially a schizophrenic.
This is Paranoid Radio Podcast. Make sure you check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. Check out my review and Apple Podcast allows us to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And do not forget to follow Los_Cuñados_Bunnies on Instagram. I don't know, but you need to get your gorillas and rhinos, and I don't know what that means, but you get some people going. Peace out, bro.
Thanks.
Paranoid Radio.